Jesus, we receive revelation that's found in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself, as was discussed and studied further on the leading of the Spirit. Our eyes is open to follow the leading of the Spirit every day of our lives. We recognize his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd. We recognize it and we follow it as obedient children every day. Amen. Glory to God. So we'll get into some practical things today, hopefully to round this up by next week or even today, as the Lord will have us do it. Hallelujah. So Matthew 28 from verses 18, we'll take over some things, we'll look at some things we've been seeing over the past few weeks since last year. Now we said, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So we said, when Jesus said, make disciples, teaching them to observe whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you. So his emphasis that we should not be lost on us is that emphasis of him being with us. And that is a fact of the Old Testament book, which is the leading of the Spirit. Right? We said that, right? It's a major fact of scriptures that the Psalter there is the Savior. The Savior will be found with the saved. Do you see that? Will be found with those whom he saved. He won't be far away from them. He will be found with them to lead them and to direct them. Do you see that? So, he said, what should be taught is the fact of the Psalter with the saved. The Psalter is the Savior. So, that means in salvation, what you have is the leading of the Spirit. Therefore, we said, what should be taught is the leading of the Spirit, the Psalter with the saved. Do you see that? 3. We saw that. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens in the earth. Hallelujah. Heavens in the earth. Now, the heavens in the earth, is it the heavens amongst the earth? Is that it? Heavens in the earth, amongst the earth, right? Is that the leading of the Spirit? Right? God with the saved. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you every verse of scripture, and I'm be reading leading of the Spirit there. But I'm letting you see. Heavens in the earth. Hallelujah. The Shamayim et Eret. Shamayim et Eret. The heavens in the earth. Do you see that? Hope you are with me. Heavens in the earth. Now, verse 2 now shows us the earth without the heaven. He said it is empty and void. Tohu abohu. And darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the water. Mark that, because we're going to get back to it here today. So the Spirit of the Lord moved over the surface of the water, and God said, I am light. Right? Let there be light is the word higher, or I am light. And that is direction. Do you see that? That is direction leading. I am light. Light is for direction. I have the direction of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we saw that on Sunday also, right? As the supernatural, right? Right? Supernatural light. Now, we said supernatural light. The darkness is also supernatural. We said all that. Amen. Amen. Making you see that God's intent from Genesis is to lead man. From Genesis. So the Bible opens up, I told you on Sunday, opens up with a supernatural world. A supernatural world view. The Bible gives you a supernatural world view. Always have that. The Bible gives us a supernatural world view. And that is the way we must view the world, from a supernatural perspective. He opens up with the supernatural world. And what do you have in the supernatural world? God amongst men. God leading man. Did you see that? God wants to lead man. Let's put it that way. Because that is his plan, his intent, his purpose. God wants to lead man. Amen. Amen. Hope you are with me. God wants to lead man. So therefore, the leading of the Spirit was not an afterthought by God. Was not an afterthought maybe when man sinned. No, it is the core of what is written. God leading man. Do you see that? God wants to lead man, found amongst men, to lead men. Do you see that? Amen. So the leading of the Spirit is not an afterthought. But it's God's plan from the Genesis. God's plan from the Genesis. Romans 8 verse 14. Let's get to Romans 8 14. We'll see a couple of things, like I said, this evening. Romans 8 14. We're going to bring home some of the things we've been saying in the past weeks. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Romans 8 14. Okay. Let's get there. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Something is pushing me to say something. Amen. You know, some people in the past few days prayed so hard for me to forget some things, but I didn't forget. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said to someone, I said, how come of every great news, I forgot that Arsenal lost on Tuesday? I'll come after them on Sunday. The supernatural world. You know, Arsenal practically gave like this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Did you see that? So, the sons of God are led, or I put it like this, the sons of God are the led men. The sons of God are the led men. They're the led men. They're the ones led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Then that statement, led there, ago, also points your attention to the fact that it deals with the new birth. So the new birth itself is leading. That was how we started off this teaching. And you're starting off with John 8, 12. Right? He that follows me will not walk in darkness. Did you see that? And we said, what do you receive when you got born again? The Spirit. Right? The Spirit is light and the light is direction. Therefore, the leading or the new birth is leading. We are led. Paul said, he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness. Did you see that? Translated us to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13. He has delivered us from darkness and translated us, delivered us. So that's the new birth is deliverance, it's leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said at the background of these, of Romans 8, is also the children of Israel when they left Egypt. Right? Children of Israel left Egypt. Deuteronomy 32 verse 11. Let's see something. Deuteronomy 32 11. I think we're here on Sunday. Is it here? 11. Okay, no, it was not actually here. Where? I said some things around here. Hallelujah. It says, as an eagle stirred up a nest, floated over her young, spread abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead them. And there was no strange God with them. Is that? He said, as the eagle stirred a nest, and flooded over her young, spreaded abroad her wings. That is Genesis 1:2. That's Genesis 1:2, Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. It says, that's Genesis 1:2. When Genesis 1:2, it said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God brooded over the surface of the water. That brooding there is like an eagle. Did you see that? And that means, Moses is giving explanation, or is giving voice to what he wrote in Genesis 1:2, and he's saying that is leading. What the Spirit of the Lord is doing in Genesis 1:2 is leading. Did you see that? Amen. It's leading. Where? In the dark waters. It's leading. Hallelujah. The new birth. Now he says, as the eagle flocked over a young, spreaded abroad our wings, take them and bearded them on our wings. Says, so the Lord alone did lead them. Genesis 1:2. And there was no strange God. There was no strange God with them. That's Genesis 1:2. There was no strange God. There was light. This is that there was no strange God. So the strange God there will be supernatural darkness. Did you see that? There was no darkness amongst them. Hallelujah. So therefore, God's leading is absolute. There was no strange God. Absolute. Hallelujah. In Exodus 13, he gives voice to that leading again. Exodus 13, verse 21. Follow me now. Again, it is Exodus 13, rather, verses 21. It says, the Lord went before them by the day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Lead them. Did you see that? The Lord led them. Lead them. Chapter 15, Exodus 15. Are you there? Exodus 15, verse 13. It says, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou had redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So God leads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. He leads to bring forth. Numbers 23 verse 7. He brought forth. So that leading is first to bring you forth. From darkness to light. Numbers 23 7. Hallelujah. So we said, in the leading of the Spirit, what is vital? The mind. Right? The mind. The mind. The mind is vital. So therefore we said in Romans chapter 12, he says, don't be conformed to this word. Don't be conformed to this word, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind isn't important, Paul would also say you should renew your mind. You see that? You renew your mind. So the mind is vital in following God's will. It's vital in following God's leading, the mind. And that same mind too is where you have every other information gets into. I said that to us. So therefore we have a duty over our minds. We said all that. Right? We have a duty over our mind. So the mind is important. When it comes to the leading of the Spirit, the mind is vital. It's vital. Hallelujah. It's vital. So, let's say a few things we said concerning the leading. Now, we said, first of all, the leading of God's Spirit is not complex. I used to say this to Ross years back. I said, the leading of the Spirit, or God is a master communicator. How many of you remember me saying that? God is a master communicator. Right? I'd rather put it this way. God is a master leader. He leads. And his leading is simple. It's not complex. Amen. His leading is simple. God leads us simply or in a simple way. I love that teaching by my pastor. Amen. Amen. That was merely after COVID. I can't forget that teaching. It's a God's leading in a simple way. Amen. God's leading is in a simple way. Hallelujah. God's leading is in a simple way. Very simple. Hallelujah. So we would think God's leading is complex. No, it's not. It's in a simple way. So someone said, if God is leading you, you will not know. He will just be drawing you to do his will by force. You don't even know whether it's God that is leading, but you shall end up in God's will. You are a Calvinist. You're a Calvinist. If you think that, you say that. Because I have a role in God's leading. Hallelujah. To follow it. So when you say, God is leading me any which way, I will shall end up finally. No. Amen. 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 Will God walk through even my, listen to me, will God walk through even my imperfections in leading me? Yes, he will walk through it. He will always lead me. Hope you're following me. Amen. I'm not going to look at that in this series, but God will walk through my imperfections in leading me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to walk it out. He's going to walk it out. He will always have to lead you. Because God has made up his mind, he's going to walk with man. As frail as man is, he's going to still use him. Hallelujah. He told Moses to tell the people not to marry Ethiopian. Moses married an Ethiopian. God didn't leave him. He had to work it out through him. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. Hope you're following me. God isn't going to work it out. A very vital part in leading of the Spirit, in also following man's imperfections, is Joseph. Joseph found himself in a situation where he didn't actually have a control. In fact, making Joseph look as if Joseph was as sinless and stainless just like Jesus. You know, if you don't read Genesis very well, you think Joseph had no fault. Hope you know that. Think he didn't have any fault. Until you get to Genesis chapter, I guess that will be chapter 14. Is it 48 or 50? Where he got angry with his father. Well, still a man. He got angry with his father. Because his father was laying hands on his children in an opposite direction. If him and Manasseh says, oh, he's still on. But watch it. He found himself in situations that was not under his control. Amen. Amen. He has seen the vision of God. Right? Perfect. Good guy. He didn't do anything wrong. He said his vision and he got angry with him. They sold him. Did you see that? They sold him. But yet God still had to work with that. He was a slave. In fact, where they sold him to? The Midianites. It was the Midianites. They now sold him over to who? Potiphar. It was in Potiphar that looked as if he has arrived. And there came Potiphar's wife. Amen. And then he found himself again in prison. Yet, God is working out something behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Amen. God was working something behind the scenes. And he found himself where? Ruling the whole of Egypt. Glory to God. God had to walk through the imperfections of the men that sold him. The people that sold him were not born again guys. They were not even following God's plan and purpose of their life. They wanted him dead. You get me? But God still had to work things out. That's God's leading. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. So, I used to tell believers stuff. I used to tell people things like this. Especially believers. When they get into situations where they can't actually handle. That looks difficult and looks as if things are going down for them. See, God's leading. Actually, it's not about material wealth. Not about whether things are going to go smoothly. God's leading is about his tax in the earth. You see that? Amen. It's not about his tax. It's first about his providence. His work in the earth. So, look at Egypt. So eventually, what God spoke to Abraham about in Genesis 15 now happened in Joseph's time. They all now went into Egypt. Did you see that? Amen. Did you see that? Did you see that? Was that the first time they were having famine in the land? No. There was even famine even in the days of Abraham, even in the days of Isaac. Amen. And now in the time of Jacob, Joseph was born, and then they all got to Egypt, finally. This is that God was working behind the scene. When he sang that song, I don't have to see the ones walking behind the scene. All I know is the script is working out for me. Everything is working for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will just have to walk. Just recently, on Saturday, I got my mechanic to fix my car some few days before, on the 31st of December, he fixed the car. But he became imperfect. How? Well, he should be imperfect. But he was careless. His carelessness would have lost me my life, gotten me my life. I didn't tie my tire as well. And trust me, on the 1st, I drove my family from outside Lagos to Lagos. And I didn't drive, no, I drove with speed. I got home. I was still using the car up until Saturday. So, going to work, I was listening to a message, yeah. But going to work, you know, after we've prayed, or fasting, and praying also, listening to message. So, on top of the land bridge, I was running very fast. Very fast. I guess I was around 100 or 110, just running because I was late already. So somebody called me from my office. Someone called me. Someone that was not even born again. He called me. Who are you? Do you know the place? My normal, typical self, I'll just say, the person said, send me the address. I said, no. I'll meet you. So let's meet in the office. Then you just follow me and then we'll go to the location. So automatically, I have to reduce my speed when the person is following me. While the person was still following me,
started marching again. The person was driving behind me. So, we're like, okay, following me, and then we're driving and going. All of a sudden, I just discovered that my silencer went off. Ordinarily, your silencer does not just tear immediately. It just went, my car is like Fanagon. You know Fanagon? Remember Fanagon is that? I said, okay, what is this? I just went back the car. I turned the training. I was in the training. I wasn't comfortable. I just told the guy, I want to go and fix my car. Let me just look for somewhere to fix the car. Every other person told me, no, now. Just drive that thing like that. This is that. But there was something that was unsettled inside of me. I think I sensed that was the leading of the Spirit of God to go fix that car. That's why I said you must pay attention to what? Inward witness. Go fix that car now. That stood up. Every other person said, no, now you can manage it. You just swear to take. You just fire down and then on the mainland you do it. That was on the island. At Lekki. So I felt it would be costly. I know it was making sense to me. The money for the fuel and is going to be expensive over here. Think about it. Don't just fire it down like that. The fuel will not completely finish. I just said, no. Let me just go and fix it somewhere. Now, I got to look for a place. And the place was close to. I was in Lekki Phase 1. I had to drive down going towards. If I have to pass Chevron, I was going towards the BGC to go and fix it. That was the only Panebita that was around all through that stretch. What I'm telling you is not a joke. I sent people out to go look for it. They said nobody, they are not resuming till Monday. That's mad, these people are not resuming, just continue the class. But I still felt that strong emotion to just leave. I just called somebody. They said, the only place you will see is at Owando, close to VGC. I said, okay, I'm going. I started going. On my way going, because of the sound of the silencer, was going little, so I had to drive little by little. I didn't have to run fast. I was just driving me. And one thing I hate driving is people passing me. Vroom. They look as if we are carrying last in class. Yeah, vroom. Vroom. Ha! I look at it as a child. This silence has done me strong thing. But I was going. Here was my tire. It left my car. Alele. I just saw that my tire was going in front of me. My car just zipped. You guys are laughing, but it's not a laughing matter. If I was on a speed, you have heard somebody's car crashed. I was on speed. I came down. I'm like, how? I couldn't just imagine. The whole stud was broken. What happened? Then, someone said, thank God, though. You know, people came, you know, when you are looking at stuff and you are not thinking, this is the hand of God, and everybody was there, is everybody around there telling you, thank God. I said, thank God. I was looking, I said, thank God. What happened? They did not tie this thing well now. The knots were already loose. There was no, the knots were not tight at all. You have to tie the tire very tight. I was not tired at all. So all the while I was driving, the thing was giving way. It was getting loose and loose and loose until it had to give way. Question is, you know when people say, thank God. In fact, the thing damaged my fender. They say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. You know, when I took it to the panel, the panel said, Because the panel is the one that made me say, Brother, you don't know what God has done for you. You know I'm a pastor. I should know that. But you don't know what God has done for you. Life don't go on top of this rubbish show. Carelessness. And all of a sudden that song just started. Just came to mind. Just came to being. Everything's working. I started singing it. For my good every day. Everything's working. Imagine it was that speed I was using on Third Mainland Bridge going back home. For my pleasures every time. And I don't have to see the ones walking behind the scene. All I know is the script. The script is working out for me. Amen. That's man's imperfection. Then of course they'd be my life. But there's one behind the scene. He's just going to work it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But in all those things, I also had a part to play. To listen to the word, inward witness. Hallelujah. I said this to you. I said the inward witness is not going to write a header on its head saying this is inward witness. No. Amen. You are the one to sense this is God's spirit leading me to do this. God's leading is in a simple way. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's simple. I'm just trying to round my notes up. So God's leading is simple. It's supernatural. See, it's simple. The complexity in the leading is with God. Yours is to find out the simplicity of what is asking you to do. You see that? How God is going to make my silencer cut because the tire is going off is God's business. Did you see that? Hope you follow me. I don't have to worry in my head about how God's going to do it. I know that He has delivered me. He will yet deliver me from danger. Hope you follow me. So how are you going to deliver me from danger? He knows how He's going to work it out. Mine is to listen to His leading and follow it. Did you see that? Just to listen to His leading and follow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. The complexity is not with you. No. So many times we want to ask ourselves questions. How will God get it done? How will God get it? No. Yours is to listen to His leading. He's going to work out every other thing. Hallelujah. For example, I said to you, many times, sometimes you can have the leading of God's Spirit, inward witness, to get up, go and preach the gospel. Don't ask why. Yours is not to ask the question. The question is not with you. Your question is to stand up and obey. Amen. Look at Philip and the Ethiopian Eunuch. The Lord took Philip and told Philip, go join yourself with a chariot. He didn't have to ask, why will I go? You know, today's day and age, you want to be inquisitive about everything. Oh no, why? For what reason? Why should I just stand up without even brushing my teeth, without even combing my hair, without ironing my clothes, and go join myself with a child that doesn't even know who is coming? What if the person is Boko Haram? What if the person is one of the, you know? Is that your business? You are led to get up, move out, turn to the right. You know, sometimes it can be that way. You just stand up, you just say, get out, and you're coming out. And you're getting out and say, turn left. You don't have to say, sir, when I get out, where am I going to? It's none of your business. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember the time the Lord was asking me to go somewhere to preach. I used to say this. He just told me to leave and go somewhere I'm going to see the person. And I stood up and I was going. I said, how will I know? I don't even know the person. I never met the person. I never seen the person. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do? Let the person come out and I'll be there. And I said, just go. And as I went there, I saw someone coming out with a bucket. I said, that is the person. Did you see that? Amen. That is the person. Let the person come out. And the person came out. At that same point, I was there. Yours is not to ask, how will it happen? No. Yours is to obey. He told Philip, go join yourself with the chariot. You know what? The guy has been reading Isaiah and he's confused. That's the complexity. Hallelujah. How is God going to carry him and pass where Philip is going to show up is God's own issue. Yours is, he has said, go out. You got out, what am I going to turn to? You say, turn left. You turn left. And maybe there's a chariot coming. He said, now join yourself up to that chariot that's coming. Say, Lord, a stranger? That is your brain working on you. Hope you're following me. Yours is to obey. Hallelujah. Obey. Obey. Glory to God. Yours is to obey. To recognize and to follow. So His leading is simple. Leave what He's walking behind. It's not for you. If He wanted you to know it, He will tell you. Right? Amen. So don't ask yourself, how will you do it, Lord? Come on. How are you doing it, Lord? How are you going to? See, it's critical thinking. I'm just thinking how God, come on. Don't be stupid. Hallelujah. He's going to work it out for me. Hallelujah. Mine is to obey. Mine is to follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his leading is simple. His leading is supernatural. It's supernatural. Very supernatural. Supernatural, I put in bracket spiritual. Where supernatural, the spiritual is supernatural. It's supernatural. Now, it will not always be spectacular. So many times, that's where many people miss it. They want the spectacular. They want the spectacular. But it will not always be spectacular. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happened on Saturday taught me to do. Right? He taught me, if you watch me since then, if I want to drive my car, I will carry my wheel spanner. Common sense. I'll go and start checking all the tires again. I've done it twice after then. Amen? Common sense. When my bonnet came up and hit my glass, driving, it makes me, if I want to drive, but if I forget, I can park on the wheel. I've done that to you before. Park on the wheel and tell you, go and check my bonnet. I did not check it though. Common sense. If not, extra money go go. When money no day. Yeah. So you have to check it. So the Spirit of God will also walk with common sense. Can you say the Spirit of God walk with common sense? He's not supernatural. Some people think the leading of the Spirit is either this or this. No. The Spirit of God, the leading of the Spirit, don't always think about it either this or this. Think about it like this. What about this and this? Amen. It's using my mind. Right? So that means you also use my common sense. Do you see that? He's using my mind. To communicate to me, he will also use my common sense. Common sense, the Holy Ghost tells you, stand up, or he tells you, by 9 a.m. tomorrow, leave the house to go and pray. Or leave the house, you're going to join up with people. Common sense will tell you, before it's 9 a.m., you should do what? You should do what? You say speak in tongues. Get up and get ready. Take your bed. Okay, maybe that is looking too short for me. Go bath. Amen. Go and bath. Use roll-on. Brush your teeth. He's sending you to somebody. And then you get to meet there. The Lord said. And you say, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I heard you. The person is dealing with the wilderness experience of your mouth. Come on. Amen. Common sense. He said, no, is what I'm going, some people say, what I'm going to do is supernatural. And it doesn't deal with the natural. So, the Spirit of God. He said, no, why are you pushing your teeth? The Lord, didn't you not say you should go by nine? You are supposed to just spread to nine. And then you step out and step in. With what? Common sense will tell you take your bed. Common sense will tell you brush your teeth. So now I'll just lay my hands and blow. Lay my hands. The person will fall under the anointing and then we'll roll to the end. You think it's the power of God. You don't know that the person is rolling. Oh, let this hand not touch me again. Common sense. Amen. Common sense will tell you when you are leaving your house as a sister, you should wear your brassiere. I said, Pastor, why are you saying that? Well, I'm telling you, it's common sense. Common sense will tell the guy to comb his hair. Comb. Common sense will tell you, there are some things you don't wear outside your house. Amen? Amen? You're wearing nightgown in the afternoon. Says the Lord that is sending me out. So wear. With nightgown in the afternoon. Common sense. Wearing sleeveless. Sister. Sleeveless. In fact, now we're sleeveless. The one that they've tied this place to, the name is Astonto Tie. They've tied it, so it can come up and fit. Fit the nations. The Lord is sending me. He's sending me to 2 streets away. Like that. No. Common sense. Amen. Amen. Common sense is telling you, the Lord said you should write an exam. The Lord led you. You heard it by prophecy that you are going, that you should take up your master's exam. And you didn't attend class. You didn't even read. You said, no, the Lord said, and the Lord will do it. And you are reading there, and they gave you an exam question. If not for your school that they will sort the lecturers, you will fail. In fact, you have carryover in master's. I'm not talking to you, it's not prophetical. Come on, says to tell you to read. Right? Come on, says to tell you to read. That's common sense. Is it leading of the Spirit? Is it leading of the Spirit? Well, why is common sense? It's common sense. So. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to say this, but you are God's children, and you will not read it the other way. Say, hey, pastor said, no, listen to what I want to say. Jesus knew that they were coming for him, and he needed his disciples to be protected. So he asked him, do you have sword there? And Peter says, I have sword, sir. He says, hold it to thyself. He didn't tell him to use it. Say, hold it to thyself. And when they came, he used it to cut Marcus' ear. He didn't send you. But you just hold it to yourself. Amen. For thy protection. That's what it means. Amen. You know, some people have read that thing. The Lord said in Boko Haram attack, you should... Then you want to read it anyhow. You understand me? But just know Jesus said, to thyself. Amen. It's just common sense. Amen. Following me. Okay, follow me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the leading of the Spirit works also with common sense. Jesus is God. He was with them in the wilderness. When he was done teaching them, there was no food. He said, all of you open your mouth. Feel it! No, he asked, who has food? He said, we cannot allow them go. Let's feed them. Did you see that? Common sense. Say, no, we are here for GPLR. And, you know, as you pray, you'll be refreshed. You'll be refreshed though, but your body needs that freshening. That other one. Not the other one. Not the 2 meter, too, but needs refreshing. Amen. Amen. That's just it. Glory to God. Amen. I'll say this last one with common sense. You're always drinking Coke. Drinking Coke and drinking Coke. Your sugar level is entering, be careful. And they know it's the Spirit. I will leave the earth when the Lord says, I will leave the earth. I will leave the earth when the Lord says, I am drinking sugar. Sugar. You enter diabetes. You say, no, I have the healing power. The healing power, what is also common sense? Common sense is, oh God, stop it. Did they do Coke? When you were producing Coke, did they put your name behind it? Coca-Cola, Kibuliru.
Yes.
Was your name written there? Is it your brand? Amen. Coke. Some people, their own is ice cream. Take, sugar. Ice cream and shawarma. Shawarma. And ice cream. Every day. Someone say, I can't do without ice cream.
Burger.
I can't do without burger. Mixed with jam and, you know, and sugar. Watch your health. Common sense will tell you to do checkup. Say, pastor, I walk in the Spirit. How should I do check-up? Do check-up. Amen. Do check-up. It's common sense. Like, you know there's an age you get to. And some food you stop eating. If you don't want to cross to the other side too soon. You can cross very soon. It's just common sense. You should not. You'll be crossing and you do not know you are crossing. Amen. God forbid, will not solve the issue. You just solve the food. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. My papa used to say, he used to like Coke. very well, very well, that if you want to cancel any food, if you eat any food and wants to cancel the food, but this food does not measure up, you just drink Coke. So when they see him take Coke at the middle of the food, I have cancelled the food no sweet. So one time he went for a function like that, and then, not alcohol, he finished a whole carton of Coke. Just take it. Until the man told him, you're going to cross very soon. When he got that report, oh boy, you are crossing. So he said, anytime he walks and he sees Coke, just look at the Coke. He said, I admire your tenacity over the years, but between your tenacity there, I want to remain. Amen? You want to remain. How can somebody be 60 years old? I am drinking Coke, one bottle every day. And you're saying, I have long life and prosperity. I don't think it's long life you are looking at. You are looking at tomorrow to live. You are 80, you are drinking Coke and Fanta. You are eating Indomie. Is your problem, children? No, my children, are you a child? Indomie. Shawarma. 80. Even if it is veggies. Amen. Do you understand me? Common sense will tell you. Some things you stop eating. Hallelujah. Amen. There are days when you like to put salt and add it to your food. But there's an age you get to. They'll tell you, hey. Stop the salt. You need to start looking at it. Stop the salt. Stop it. Stop it totally. Stop it totally. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Amen. One day like that, those of you who know I like starchy law. One day like that, I was just sitting there and say, one day, let me eat it well, because one day I'm going to stop this rubbish. Starchy food, yeah. I'm going to stop this rubbish. This swallowing, fufu, swallowing, it's going to end. Other foods. It's going to end someday. Someday you're going to stop eating red meat. So it is all the while you can. Because someday you'll be living on fish. If not, one bright morning, that's what you'll be singing. Anyway, so common sense is important. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Common sense will tell you the leading. You don't need anything to say. It's not the leading of the city. Leading of the city. You saw a train coming. You went to stand. The Lord is my shield and my buckler. You explain that in Greek upstairs when you get off. You explain it. No, you explain it. Says my shield and my buckler. You are quoting, you are reading Psalms on railway track. He said the Lord will stop it. Before it gets to me to match a halt. You will match a halt. And you will see that halt when you get to heaven. You explain what you did standing by the railway. You get me? Common sense. Hallelujah. So it's vital in the leading of the Spirit. So I wrote in my notes here, you eat healthy. You eat what? Healthy. It's a child that puts everything into his or her mouth. There's an age where you eat everything you want to, you feel like eating. But when you grow older, you know eating is not anything you feel like eating. Eating becomes more or less like, how should I put it? You eat what will make you okay. For some of you here, you don't understand the meaning of this. You don't. Amen. So like this now, there's going to be eating some certain kind of food. Let me tell you a serious truth. There used to be one very big, huge, fat, in fact, very big guy when we were in school, not him. His advice is 10 times bigger than this is learning. Very big. So one day, I went to Ogima. You know where is Ogima? Okay, I understand where Ogima is. Now, what Ogima is? Ogima is where you go to eat. Where you go to fight in the local way. Food. The heat. So I saw him in that Ogima store. And the guy wasn't even eating swallows. But that's huge and big. He was with four turkey, not turkey, big one, and was tearing it. Turkey and I guess it's either that should be is a cola drink, right? I don't think it's Pepsi. I think it's cool. You were just there and they were gopini. Ah! Four! Like, my God. This guy is not even thinking about coming down. He's going higher. Obesity has set up in his life. So that kind of person, when he sees me, when he sees me drinking tea in the morning, how the Spirit of God telling him, Oga, watch it. When he sees me doing workout, you know, you are eating, you know, when you are working, you are belching, you know, and while you are working, I see somebody jogging like this. Reader, you cannot even do half of this, even quarter. That is the Spirit of God telling your guy, go and buy trainers, go and buy tracksuit, hit the road. You not hit the road in prayer, hit the road in exercise. If you know you want to fulfill his course on the earth till your last day. If not, you will cut your day short in righteousness. Hope you're following me. So it's common sense. Amen. Now, I told you also that God leads us with what? The written word. Right? Right? He leads us with the written word. So, don't forget common sense. It's very vital. Hope you're hearing me. You don't need to hear anything to tell you, no, do it. Does God support doing checkup? Does he hate it? God needs you to know your health. Over here, away. God needs your health for the work. Over here, me. God needs your health for the work. So you watch what you eat. Or eat. You know, so what you eat. Watch what you eat. Eat right. Over here, me. Eat right. Don't eat anything. Anything I find, anything my mouth finds to eat, I eat. Your mouth finds grass, you eat grass, right? Many times it's not, I'll share this thing. I heard this thing from my pastor. He says, if you have all you want, will you like all you have? If you have all you want, will you like what you have? Would you like it? So it's not about what you want. What are you hearing me? It's not about what you want. Because if I leave you to what you want as a person, my goodness, McDonald's will be in your house. If I leave Sister Ayo to what she wants, KFC will be in her house. Amen. It's not a joke. KFC will be in her house. If I leave this eye to what she wants, Chicken Republic, just if she opens her curtain, it's Chicken Republic. What you want? But it's not about what you want. If you have all you want now, in terms of food, would you like it? So it's not about common sense will teach you. It's not about what I like, what I want. It's about what God wants. And one thing God wants is your life. Not just your spiritual life. God wants your health. God wants your body. What are you hearing me? God wants your body. This body, God needs it. God wants your body like this. Okay, God wants your body. I'm not talking about your, how do they call it? Your spiritual body or, no. God wants this physical body. This one that has this black hair. God wants it. Amen. Hope you hear me. God wants it. This one that has this nose, God wants. The one that can hear me in the earth, God wants it. Not the one that you'll be hearing me from afar. In the earth, God wants it. So if God wants it, common sense will say, you should keep it well. Hope you hear me. You should do what? Keep it well. I don't know why I'm going this way. I wanted to round up on inward with this, but we'll get there next week. That means I'll have this teaching again next week. Amen. Amen. God wants you to keep it well. God wants you to dress it well. It's common sense. And it's God leading. What are you hearing me? God leading. So I heard this story. A man, you know Genie? You know that cartoon, it's not real life. Genie. That will come up on Ketu.
Yes.
Aladdin.
Yes.
You know Aladdin?
Yes, I know.
I know. Say I know.
I know.
No, I know. I say I know. I know. I've told you. You should be doing that for your clients, not me. I'm your pastor. I know, sir. Amen. Not I know. Amen. Amen. Aladdin. You know, the genie just called. Do you know Aladdin? Okay. So the genie just comes out. You ask the guy, what do you want? Name anything you want. The guy said, I want everything I touch to become gold. The genie said, take it. So everything he wants, everything he has, when he touched the chair, gold. Everything he has became gold. Everything. You know? Everything. Touch life. Gold. Ah, genie is working. Until he now wanted to eat food. Just carry the spoon. Spoon turned gold. Touch the plate, gold. As he dipped the food to eat, turned gold. Food wanted to eat, turned gold. Ah. Now he's no longer finding it fun. Because he cannot eat again. Everything is turning gold. You eat gold. Gold. Ah. So, quickly, the daughter came. I was happy, oh God, daddy! And he hugged the father. Just come to a good place. Is I looking for genie? Come and do all this rubbish. Amen. Would you like all you have? So you're going to take care of this body. Amen. That shows discipline. Take care of the body. Hope you're hearing me. You don't take care of their body, you don't take care of their mouth, they will just eat everything and they don't have any teeth again. All has gone. Going to remove everything. Smile. When you smile, you'll be smiling. They will think you are shy. They don't know that, oh, there's no teeth again. Let's see. Everywhere is whole. Come on. Take care of yourself. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. It's looking like this turned into an hygiene class. That is leading of the spirit. Is it leading of the spirit? It is, right? Okay, so we said the Holy Ghost, or God leads us with common sense. He leads us with the written word, right? Right? Simple. The written word. In general, you have the specific. We said that, right? Okay. I'm going to leave the rest part of my notes for next week, where I really want to talk to Ross about, also lead us through the local church, right? Right? Through the local church, he talks to us directly, right? I said that to Ross. Now, God talking to you directly is different from the inward witness. Don't miss it. You can hear God's voice. You can hear his voice through your pastor, right? But then on the inward witness. The inward witness is signal. Go and don't go. Do or don't do. Accept or refute. Right? Amen. Amen. And I mean, accept or reject. Endorse or refute. Father, that I'm exposed to it. Don't do it. I just find that restrain. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, also it leads us via prophecies, visions, and revelations, and then by the inward witness. So I want to actually deal with prophecies and inward witness when there is a conflict. Amen. When there's a conflict, what should I do? Hallelujah. What should I do? I always tell a person that the best bailout when there's a conflict is to just listen to your pastor. That's why you have your pastor. Just go and tell your pastor, this is what is happening. Amen. But primarily, according to my pastor and Bro Hagin, primarily God leads us via the inward witness. Now, it doesn't mean the prophecy is wrong. We're going to get to see all that. But therefore, shows you that sometimes we could apply emotions to our prophecies. People could. Amen. People could. And it doesn't mean, and also to you must know how to use prophecy. Amen. It doesn't mean you should discard prophecy. No. Bible never says you should discard prophecy. Amen. Hope you're following me. Bible never says you should discard prophecy. But prophecy many times could be fact about a living. Right? Many times would be fact about a living if it is not the living itself. Right? Right? But when it looks as if it is in conflict to something else, you just have to listen to, don't throw it away. Don't be quick. I want to say, don't be quick to throwing away prophecies. Don't be quick to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to tell you how to use prophecies. How to use prophecies well. Hallelujah. So I'll get right into the teaching next week. Right into the teaching. I won't have to go through leading. No. Get straight right into the teaching. Amen. So now we can utilize 1 hour. Right? How to use prophecy well. Now when it is in a conflict, what should I do? Right? Now, it's usually not really like that in a conflict. It's we that think it's a conflict. Many times, and that's when you begin to mishandle the prophecy and also the inward witness. You can actually make such errors. That is why even the inward witness that you have should be subject several times or many times to what further witnesses. Do you get me? Amen. For further witnesses. And then also inform your pastor. Right? Right? Amen. So somebody has, don't worry, we'll look at all those things. I wish I had that time tonight. I have them all in my notes and what it means. But we said, when it comes to inward witness, I close it. We said the inward witness is not fair. We said that, right? Inward witness is not fear. It's not anxiety. No. It's you bearing the emotions of the Spirit concerning a fact that is exposed to the Spirit. You're bearing the emotions of the Spirit concerning a fact exposed to the Spirit, whether to accept that fact or to reject the fact. He doesn't speak. It's not detailed. It's just, you know, but Hegel will call it the signal light, green or red. That's just what it is. Do it. Don't do it. It doesn't mean that don't do it is the devil. It's just the signal of the Spirit. Stop! Don't go. It's just that emotion. You bear it. Amen. Paul will say, I go bound in the Spirit. Acts 20:22. I go bound in the Spirit. Compare. It's just our emotions. Amen. Just like that day, I was compelled to go and fix it. I felt unease till I stood up. I wanted to say, okay, I'll drive. But I felt uneasy. While I said, I'll drive, I'll do it in the mainland. In fact, I called him to help me go and check out a panel beater. Right? Come on, let me go check a panel beater. So I was already thinking, should I drive down? But I was still compared. Stand up and leave. That's what I was compelled to do. Stand up and leave. Stand up and go. I was compelled. That you are, like every other thing was just shot. Sometimes some people, I've heard some people say they entered into a car. They didn't see anything in the car. Amen. I told you common sense will make you see that in a car, you see that they are using gallon to do tank, fuel tank. Don't say the Lord leaded me. Okay, calm down. You see that? The moment you are there and you see, I saw that thing in Enugu one day I came down. Enugu, they use gallon. Now pass pipe, normal pipe, this hose, to pass fuel. I just came down. I don't need to talk too much. The Lord needs my health, needs my body. How you feel I'm preaching to you and then I have scars. You know all those scars? My head, here is white, here is blue, yes. And I'm preaching. The Lord, okay, calm down. Amen. 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 Very simple, calm down, me. You see? That gas is leaking and you are lighting, you are putting off. Oh, God, just excuse the house. Don't say my property. Leave the property, you will get more property. Amen. You are not see. You are not Superman. Superman is friction. You see fire, you say, let me enter. My television. That television should burn. Go to hellfire. We'll get another one. Amen. Common sense. You are inside a car. Somebody passed, used gallon to do fuel tank. Say, what is this? Is it your business? Ah, it's not my business. That's why I'm coming down. I don't need leading. But that in itself is leading, right? I don't need an extra voice. I've seen the leading of the Spirit. You get me? Common sense. So some people have entered a very good, nice, lovely vehicle. I'm going to share this next week. For my pastor from Ibadan. So he just entered, and then you just have that strong will not to enter a certain vehicle. And you calm down. Just, you know, the more you try to sit, the more you tell you, get out. Get out. Not that you are scared of something. Just say, get out. Doesn't necessarily mean with the boss is going to have accidents. No. You say, get out. Get out. And then you calm down and enter something else. And then, maybe at the end of the day, you know that one you enter, maybe it was robbed. Or it didn't even complete the journey. It stopped halfway and they had to now put there another car. That stress, God has saved you of the stress. Do you see that? So follow the leading of the Spirit. Now, that you might not have the fact about why you are being drawn out. The place can look neat. It might even suit your taste. First class, business class. And Lord said, get out of that plane. Like, get out of the plane. How? And then, tell the plane to fly you to Abuja. The plane now flew you to Benue and landed. Now start looking for another one to take you to Abuja. No. Did you get? Amen. Amen. That time you've wasted is gone. So follow God's leading. Paul said, I go bound in the Spirit. Not knowing what awaits me. Did you see that? But what? Prophecies has gone out. That bonds and affliction awaits me where? In Jerusalem. Did you see that? So Paul knew how to use those emotions, those emotional prophecies from those guys to know the fact of the leading. Is that you must know how to use this. You are a child of God. You're a man of the Spirit. Do you get me? A child of God, you're a man of the Spirit. You must know how to. Don't be quick. Don't throw away prophecies. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. You learned something this evening? Let's learn our faith.